Start with the Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The second part of the Mishnah is very familiar. We spent a lot of time on it last week, but we never looked at the first part of the Mishnah. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Klipe Rimon v'hanetshalo, klipe agosim v'agalinim, yesh bem shvius, uledmeyem shvius. Okay? Egos. Egos? Klipe egos? It's so hard. How can you explain it? So in the Sefer called Peir Shvius that we're using a lot these days, it talks about it on page Shas, Shin Samach. It says that Klip. I'm reading. Klipah shederach bnei adam laochlon dinon kikol machal adam. Klipah shen ruyas lemachal adam ruyas lebehema. Yes, from kedusha shvius, as we well know, the machal behema also has kedushas shvius. Okay, so he writes over here as follows: quotes the Mishnah, Rambam quotes it as well. So he claims, "Haynu aklipa chitzona yeruka hagdela gabi aklipa pnimis hakosher ke'etz." It's quoted from Rashi in Shabbos. And Rashi Sir Leon Shvius, and the Radvaz Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav. Let's get a Rambam. Let's see if it's Rambam. It's there. Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav. Klipi Rimon Reish and Eishlo, etc. etc. Yeshem Shvius, Uledmeyem Shvius. Says the Radvaz, Hainu, Haklipa Hachitzona Sheruya Litzviya, Ava Klipa Apnimit Hakosha, Harike Eitzin, the Pasha, that's nothing, that's just hard as a rock. That's garnish. That's important. We use the word Klipa to mean something which is very hard. No, that's what the Radvaz says. And of course, this Klipa Hachitzona, which has the status of Shavias, the question is why? Why does it have a status of Shavius? What's the purpose? Who cares that it's not hard as a rock? See, quotes over here from the Chazon Ish, who discusses this question. It says as follows. This is something which a person can eat. It's edible. And since it's edible, Klipin aruyin la'adam. Klipin she'enim ruyin la'adam. Im enim omdil behema, mutal la'shlichon. There's nothing. There's no din of shvius whatsoever. Tanan perek zayim mishne gimel. Yeshem shvius. It depends on the particular case. Does it all depend where you are? In certain places it could be this status. Other places, different status. It all depends on what people are using. This is important for the story we discussed yesterday. I just wanted to give you some highlights of the Chazon Ish, which we referred to yesterday, which is in Siman Chaf Hei, Sifkot Lamed Beis. It's very long, but just a couple of highlights where he discusses the question. I mentioned to you to Baal Peh, talks about squeezing oranges. He wants to know what the halachic status is. And he quotes the Rashba that we mentioned yesterday in Shir, if it's normal that it be used and it's been brach would theoretically be borrowed per eight, or adam as the case may be. If Yishtana hadavah b'dorim and adoros, but l'daita, oh no, depends on every single generation. Mitzvah tapuz is omer d'schita b'zmanenu, brackets. Imrov tashmishel b'kach. That means most oranges are meant for the Jews. Dimu amiut lo matzino chilek ben miut muat le miut meruba. If after the miut matzui sagi, oh, so it says mesupik. Enough to have miut amatzui, or you need actually a rov. Then he says v'efsher another efsher. Then tzurach rov tashmisho el rov bnei adam mishamshin lemashka once in a while. V'afim hu miut doesn't matter. V'tzarachin, It's such critical questions. It's critical in Hilchos Brachos. It's critical in Hilchos Shviyos. And the Chazon Ish leaves it with a tzarach iyun. As we mentioned already yesterday, I just wanted to read you some of the lashon of the Chazon Ish. And as I mentioned already also yesterday, Chazon Ish claims that even though he suggests that you squeeze a fruit juice with respect to Shviyas, it retains its Kedusha Shviyas, Mefurusha Gemara, Chulin Kuf Chaf Medbeis, as we mentioned already yesterday. Nonetheless, despite the fact that it retains its status of Kedusha Shviyas, it's not considered the Ikara Pri, and therefore he suggests that it would be prohibited to squeeze it, to make the solid into a liquid. Why? Because at that point in time, it's considered the biuro. It's the original fruit is no longer extant. So now it's been, in effect, consumed, eliminated, if you will. And you haven't had the hanah yet. So it's hanah, so kodem. Excuse me, the beer comes before the hanah, which is, of course, not allowed in Hilchos Shviyas, as we mentioned already yesterday. And as I told you yesterday, Rav Yashiv says, no, it's not true, it's not Kemavur. And we had a question yesterday in the Shia, what are they arguing about? Is it Kemavur, is it not Kemavur? We don't even know exactly know what they're fighting about. Two Gedolei Olam have different opinions. Do we consider the juice to be the fruit incarnate? So it's not Kemavur. All right, so then it should be okay. But we say, no. Once the fruit turns into a juice, it's considered already Kemavur. And as a result, so it's not the beer and the hanah at the same time. Just mentioning it in passing. Let's go further in our discussion. What about something which is... Let me read you from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, part of the family here. What do you have to say about some of these matters? Yes. He discusses these questions about parts of a fruit that are not normally eaten directly. It's in... let's see. In Perek Zion in Hilchos Shmita, a large piece about this discussion in his Tziyun HaHalacha. Sivkot Chavov. No. Wrong place. The Mishnah is in Perek Zion. Where's the Rambam? Perek Hey. Ah, the wrong Perek, I'm sorry. Perek Hey. He writes as follows. Based Maron, Nagu Lahachmir, Velishmor Saklipos, Av Shein Derech Hayom Litnam Lebehemus. What? He himself passing that it's mutter. And yet, halacha lemaisa, he seemed to have been machmir. So it's one of those things that he passing for the rest of the world that it's okay. But he himself in his own house was much more strict with things such as orange peels. So what do you do with it if you're strict? So he tells you on top, in Derech Amuna Sivkot Yud Gimel. He says, you take the peel, U'miniach ha'klipa v'akniva b'kli ad she'irakvu v'yipalsim achilas behema v'yazmutu la'ashlicha. That's what he writes in the Chazon Ish. But he himself was more machmir, Rabosai. Not only that, it's in two places the Chazon Ish is making. We said before Yudalad Yud, and also in Maisers Aleph Lamed. Okay? And Rav Eliyashiv is quoted that you're allowed to peel things. Even if a little bit of the fruit is left over, im ein Let's go. Hold on. Oh, is he, if something was not ordinarily peeled, usually you don't peel it, so you shouldn't be peeling it. Okay, but if it's normally peeled, everyone agrees it's permissible to peel it. Okay, that's the question. Depend upon this place or other places, fine. Now, Rabosai, the Chazon Ish, when he was Meikir Adin, had a raya. He brought a raya in Siman Yud Dalet, Sif Katan Yud, and we'll see what the raya is. And if you saw the Maram HaKomish, you'll see that it's not as pashut as you might think. Here we go. Siman Yud Dalet, Sif Katan Yud. He says there is a source to prove the point that it depends upon what's happening there. We'll call it Rov Bnei Adam. From a Tosis in Masechta Baba Kama. Masechta Baba Kama, Tosis says, let me get you from here. Quoting on page Shin Samach Aleph, he quotes it from Chazanish over here. Nira de muto liklof perish shvius after perish a efsha lechol emaklipa motapuchim. You allowed to peel an apple? You know, you can have it. You know, people are. Let's have a show of hands. Everybody, who here peels apples? Nobody. So most people eat apples with the peels. But you know, some for cooking. But some people they do. You know, it's no problem. He says. Mekane b'yerek kol shirotze. That's the Yerushalmi I asked you to see. Who would then be shvius? Shvius ketruma. But the klipa still has kedusha shvius. It's considered to be a food. Wait till it gets ruined. We said before, achilas adam. Then you can throw it out, even if it's roy lebehema, because most people are not using it for a behema. It all depends on the majority. Who said so? Tosis Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph. That's his raya. So, sounds like a good raya to me. However, what is the raya? What does Tosis say over there? Oh. So, the problem with the raya is as follows. What's the case of Tosis? Tosis is referring to a situation of Eitzim. Eitzim are used for this, Eitzim are used for that, and therefore, you follow the majority. You follow the majority, that's the raya which Tosis brings, the Chazon Ish brings in that Tosis. Tosis is talking about Eitzim, about Bekamadav Kufaf, those who may have seen the Tosis. Oh. However, Rabosai, there are those who disagree. Shlomo Zalman agrees. Why? Because it says, "V'hoy shabbas ha'aretz lachem la'ochla," and la'ochla means not only Rabosai, you have to eat it k'derech achila. We spent a lot of time on yesterday already, and last week. Eat what has to be eaten, drink what has to be drunk, etc., etc. But it means it's only la'ochla that didn't apply something which is haderech la'ochla. The same as you are mandated to eat it in a normal fashion, so too the sanctity doesn't take effect unless it's meant. It's the normal fashion to eat it. Goes both ways. Oh. But Bekama talks about Eitzim. So Rav Vosner writes in the Tshuva, Shevet HaLevi, that Eitzim, all right, Eitzim, you know the discussion in the Gemara, are Eitzim used for illumination, are used for firewood, one is Hanasa B'Shas B'Yur, Kona B'Yur, but we're not going to all the details. Wood is not food. So therefore you follow the majority in determining what status the wood has. A food? Something which is edible, Rav Vosner writes. That's food no matter what. If it's Ochel Roar the Behema, who says, just as most people throw it out, it should lose its Kedusha Shvius? It seems to me that the answer to Rav Vosner would be as follows. You're right. If it's an absolute regular food, and people just throw it out, perhaps it wouldn't make a difference. But orange peels, not really an absolute food. People use it for various things. They can't call it a real food. I would say it's more comparable to eitzim. So now, Rabbis, let's start with the Tosefta in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Please turn Tosefta, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Chomer b'shvius. Look carefully. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. She'ein b'mais ha'sheni. What's that? What's that? By shvius psolas ochlin ka ochlin. Mashenke b'mais ha'sheni. Whoa. What does that mean? Look on the side. What does it mean? Psolas ochlin ka ochlin. Says the chaste David. What mefarshim do you have? I know I have a whole bunch. Those have a regular Gemara. Do you have a chaste? You have a, I don't know what you have, but I'm reading from the chaste David, which those who have the fancy Gemara has on the bottom. Kegon kash v'teven shem psolas ochlin chal alein kedusha shvius, says in the Mishnah Perek Zayin, as opposed to meiser kash v'teven pturin legamri. V'achinami says the chaste David. Dvarim she'ikun ein ala ala machal behema chayavim b'shvius uptur mei ha'maiser klipei rimonim is kedusha shvius etc. is potter mei ha'maiser. Okay, that's what it says. But the word that's used over here is soles ochlin ka ochlin. So we understood this is the pshat of the chaste David. Fine. However, the mikdash David explains differently. Okay, so in the kesef mishnah, Rabbi Ossi, open the kesef mishnah, please. Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvav. Klipei Rimon Ve'Eitz, that's what we started today. Garinin. Garinin Shaperis. V'yeshlam Shvius, why? Keva the Iker Apri Roar L'machal Odom. Chala Kedusha Shvius Alein. Wow. Even though it may not be edible, but the Iker Pri is edible, so Kedusha Shvius Takes effect. Wow. We'll have to see if that's really true or not, according to other posts. In any event, so what do you do with all this stuff? So there's a new institution which you have to talk about called the Pach Shvius. Who ever heard of the expression Pach Shvius? What is it?
Garbage bag, but
Pach Shvius. That's it. Special bag. Called, we don't want to use the word garbage directly, although that's not a nice word to use in this context. You make a Pach Shvius. Now, this Pach Shvius has details, Rabbi Osei. Details. I'm going to read you some of them to you from the Sefer called the Mishpate Eretz. Beautiful Sefer. Page 173. Talks about it. He writes as follows. Hanoag hu shemiyachten Pach miyuchad d'shiyore peir shvius. ובכל יום מכניסים את השיריים בסקיס ניילון נפרדס. Every day you take a plastic bag, we'd call it, and you put it in a separate plastic bag for that particular day. Question, Rabbi Osai. Question. Do we have a separate plastic bag for other items that we are required to set aside? Not that. I'm talking about in Hilchos Zeroyim. Say it as wrong. Trumas and Masrus, exactly. So I quote, Afal Pisha Noah Kayom Sha Truma V'Trumas Meiser Bein Tmeya Bein Tahora. We assume that all of our Truma, I mean, we're not going Hilchos Trumas Meiser today, but the bottom line, we may have alluded to it yesterday a little bit, is that you have to set aside certain items. The Meiser Sheni we redeem, we keep it. The Meiser Ani we keep it, even though we don't know why. Master Rishon we keep because no one can produce a levy, so we keep everything. So what percentage of the sum total may we not keep because it's prohibited to us? What is that? Who knows? What percent?
Over 1%.
1%? 1% is Meiser Minha Meiser. But before you get to that, you have to take Truma Gedola. So it's Mashu. So it's about 1% they have to set aside. Okay, you can't be precise. Take a little bit extra. Fine. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Mashlich on the hashpa. Put it in the regular garbage. Yeah? Okay, you oatfin heitev. You put it in a little, wrap it up nicely. But you put it into the garbage. You don't know pach trumas or maizvis. So what's the difference? It says in Mishpat Eretz, because hanocha bashma is like a kamoa kekvura. V'hitiru likbar truma michshash takala. Oh, that's the problem. Rabbi say if a person eats truma, chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas, eats truma. So on the level of daraisa, if it would be daraisa, and some say it is, only bovel, chalila is a misa v'day shemayim. Chas v'shom. So even though we have it, we hold it's probably the Rabbanan according to the Rambam, and if it's not dog and tirish v'yitzer, it's probably also the Rabbanan, the kitzer, but still, it's a chshash takol. But perish v'yis, ain't a miser, ain't a tam shu chshash takol, ain't hat tazeh. That's what he says. That's what he says. And then he quotes a shayla. Is there an isur ligrom hefsa the perish v'yis? It's a shayla. Some say yes, and some say no. And at first, because if some say no, there's no isur. We spoke about this already a while ago. That gram hefset perish shvius is mutter. The Ridvaz paskin that way. Well, yesh lomar shezehu by throwing it into the garbage. Kasha perish shvius nevodim b'soch shar ashba zehu hefset biyodayim. Wow, hefset biyodayim. I wouldn't say that. You throw it into the garbage bag. There are other kinds of garbage there. Why should that be considered to be hefset biyodayim? I don't understand why that should be considered hefset biyodayim. Don't understand it. If it's gram hefset, then it's a machlokes. But Rabbi Yoshev said famously, we mentioned a few times, at the end of the day, you're not going to use it. There's no issue of gram hefset. I always consider this to be gram hefset. However, even if I'm right, he doesn't say it for sure. He says, yesh loma. I would say it's almost an ain loma. Why should I be considered hefset biyodayim? But nonetheless, yeah.
Maybe it's because, I wouldn't eat it after it's in the garbage. So if someone's going to eat it, that's considered hefset.
Why shouldn't he eat it? Person throws something in the garbage. And then, oh, I made a mistake. Take it right out again. So you see what else is in there. Obviously, it depends on the particular case. But, you know, yeah?
No, that if you have, a cucumber from today and a cucumber from last night, and you put them together, the cucumber from today becomes, the one last
okay,
night.
Okay, but that doesn't happen right away. That's what's called gram. We'll get to that in a minute. Oh, you'll put it in the regular garbage, but you'll do it in a way that it will not be. That's, I thought today it's almost never avudim. It's only maybe a gram. Doesn't matter. Still awesome. Why? Ashpa al shesham bepach shema'abdin es haperos shesham. What does that mean? I put my thing very neatly, and I can still take it out. Next guy dumps a whole bunch of garbage on top of it, and he makes it, like you said, then forget about it. That's what you're putting. So I'm machshel the next guy. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I don't know. It's a gram. It's not ruined right away. It may be, not appealing to you to clear away what you just threw out and get back to it. If it was important enough, you would do it. Okay, whatever. But then, v'chein machshel es osvei ha'ashpa. Im heim Yehudim, I'm not sure who's collecting the garbage in Eretz Yisrael today. Shema'abden es peres ha'shvias k'shedochesim es ha'ashpa v'mechonat ha'isuf o k'shesorfim also b'tachanat ha'isuf ha'ironit. Oh, now he's talking. The marshal, the sanitation workers, either they're going to crush it into smithereens or they're going to burn it. That is correct. However, it seems to me, look, we already said before that Me'ikar Adin, these items that probably don't have Kedusha Shvius. You want to be Machman and Kedusha Shvius? That's very nice, it's your business. You have to be worried about the Lifnei Iver for the sanitation worker, that he's not going to be Chosh with the Chumra over here. That's a little bit much, if you ask me. So therefore, it's very possible there's not really a need for this, what we call Pach Shvius. Elamai is another reason. Bizayin Perish Shvius. A pnei Moshe perikes alachabeis lo sakin shemesh shal shvius b'merchas Mishum Bizayin. That's right. If then I throw up my hands. If such an issue exists, does it exist? It's true that Pnei Moshe learns Pshat that way. Omna Baruch HaShulchan says there's no issue Bizayin Peir Shvius. It's a totally different interpretation of that Yerushalmi. A different Pshat in Yerushalmi completely. What's his Pshat? He says, he brings it as a very, I thought the Aruch HaShulchan was very compelling. This is Yerushalmi asked to see. And the Perek Ches, I believe it is. Where is it? Sof Aruch HaBeis. Let's see if we can find it. Yes.
But Rebbe's only
assuming that the parents don't have Kedushas Shvius if like, a person eats the amount they normally eat. Right.
Probably a lot of times, like not so often, but sometimes
people
take too much food. So if they take too much food on another day, they
wouldn't
be eating this food.
Just right
now, they're not
going to
eat it. So
then you're right. Then you're 100% right. I'm discussing a person eats what he normally eats, and with the remainder, Miikwa Din does not have Kedushas Shvius. You're right. A person takes a 2 pieces of chicken. And he throws one out because he just, well, chicken's not shvius. The guy takes 2 tomatoes and he throws one out, he's not hungry. That's wrong. So he put it back in the fridge and chanap, save it for next meal. You're right. Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Ein sochen shemen shel shvius b'merchutz. Avol sochen b'chutz. V'lo shemen streifa. Lo b'bate knesios. Lo b'bate midrashas. And they be Zion Kachim. Says Aruch HaShulchan, when it came to Shemen Shev, which is Teruma Tumeya, it used the expression be Zion Kachim. When it came to Shvius, it didn't say be Zion Shvius. So, right from here, there's no such issue. Meredik. Aruch HaShulchan's great. Then, what is the problem? Very simply suggests. The problem is, you go into the Merchatz and you start patchkin with Shemen to anoint yourself. A good chance that something is going to get lost before it even gets on you, because you're maybe a little bit wet or sweaty. It's going to get lost, and we don't. It's a question of the hefsid, the ochlav lo lehefsid, of the shemen, which is never really going to get on you properly. Contrast that, where avosachim yibachutz, you're outside. There's no pressure. There's no water. There's no steam. You're in the comfort of your private room. Then at that point, it goes on your body. Later on, it falls off. It doesn't matter. Take a look at the Tosefta, Rabbi Osai. Tosefta Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin. What does it say? A person should not put oil when he's wearing shoes. He's going to go onto the shoes immediately. But the last two lines. Sof Adam is Atzmo Shema Shel Shvius Umis Agel Al Gabe Katablia Chadosha Vena Choshesh. Why? Because when you put it on, it was all on you. Of course, later on, it's going to get lost. By definition, you put on a thing and you go take a shower, it's not going to go into your body. The definition of Sicha, something's always going to be lost later. But the point is, when it comes to Sicha, it has to all be on you initially. So if you do it Chutz Merchutz, it's all on you initially. You do it in the Merchutz, it's not on you initially. That's a beautiful pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan, which I think is compelling. It's a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Okay? And exactly, that's exactly what the Rash Suliolan's pshat, based upon the previous Tosefta. Lo yiten odom shemen shel shvius agabe tavla shel shayesh lisagel oleho. You put it on the marble, and then you roll in it. That's no good, because it's going to be lost, never get on you. So to over here, in the Merchutz, some of it will never get on you. Memeil, there is no issa whatsoever of Bizayin, Peiros, Shvius. It doesn't exist. Okay. This is what I think it should be done. If you pass me the Sefer Shemitah Kilchasa, I think it should be under that big pile. It's a small save under a big pile. Right there? Number 3? No, it's not it? No. That pile? That's right. Thank you so much. He talks about it as well, Rabbi Osai. In Perek Gimel and Sifkot and Gimel. He also asks the question, why is it different than Trumas and Maisis, which we don't have this? He says something very fascinating. He says, he's Ein Lazalzel Ben, Shukadosh Nalai, we don't understand what that means. Quotes the Yerushalmi, but we thought, on the other hand, that the Aruch HaShulchan, he calls the Vilna Gaon, Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, in Shnos Aliyahu. The reason why it's Asa, B'mida, B'mishchel, B'minyan, is because it's B'Zayon Kodesh. Whoa. B'Zayon Kodesh. We others thought it was a question that looks like Schora, you're counting, you're selling, the Gaon, it's called the Gaon. Why is it different than Trumas or Maestris? You put in a regular ashman as long as it's wrapped up in a piece of paper. No. Shani Hasa. Shezarko and a roy el ibut. Number one. It's us. We're all tummy. Nothing to do about it. Uvizman hazeh, he adds. Meikara mafrish in the ibut v'lo lachila. You know, from the beginning, you have to throw it out. Valkein im karuch saga the zarko bekach. Aval kachas prish pri. Shebeetzem roy adayin lachila bekedusha. Ulashticha bepach zevel am yurda lichluch. He's right. The only thing is that others consider Mida Mishkel to be a different reason. It's because of Schorah. This is not Schorah throwing the garbage. It's only called to the Shittas HaGra. Rav Sternberg descends from the Gra. And therefore, you have to put it in the Pach Miyuchad, the covered Kedusha Shvius, Achim Misrakev. That's the proper minig. Those who are Medakim Medina Kedusha Shvius. When the pach fills up and you empty it out, so the peiros on top are still ruyum la'achila. It's a problem. It's supposed to wait till it's all nirkav. Well, kevan sheish heka batifasam b'niyah v'chadome ein abizayim. One second. This is a suggestion that you fill it up. When you empty the thing when it fills up, even though the top one hasn't gotten ruined yet, it's not considered to be a bizayon since it's wrapped in paper. No, so then the whole thing, then this whole Torah fell off. So who needs a pack in the first place? It's not considered to be a bizayon. So he explains in parentheses. Miu calls that she'ein ha'isim mishim hefsim ela mishim bizayon hanuk shakfar nifsedu ma'at ki agavna yesh atzad she'ein b'zayon mishim bizayon. So in other words, you throw the last one on top. Even that's a little bit hefsid before you throw it out, as opposed to the regular garbage. Or, by the time it's going to get burned up at the end, it'll be nirkav, you don't have to be makbid. But today, he hears in many places they compact it with the zevel, and the son of Yad is there. So, osi shop and minigam adaktikin, Rabbosai, you know, it's not enough to have one pach shvius. You need two. Two pachin gedol. I kid you now. Ukshem ismale echad. The first one is filled up. You don't just put it in the garbage. No. Maschel emalas hasheni. Rakshem ismale hasheni. Merokin esirishem. Shoz vadek for nisraka vakol. V'chein choza v'chalila. Wow. Perpetual motion machine, right? You have one and two. One fills to the top, and you leave it. Then you fill up two to the top. By the time you fill two to the top, even the top part of one is already completely rotted. Rabbi said, have you ever seen two pach shvius? I said, it's medaktikin. You have two or one, Odiel?
You can have one.
One, okay. You're not from the medaktikin, but I tell you, quarter of Sturmberg.
Why can't you have one, just take off the top layer and put it back on the bottom?
Okay. Good. Maybe you have to have more than one top. Okay, in the chanami, I guess you can do that. Good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is the famous pach shmita. Is the pach shmita really meeker? Then we'll come to it a little bit later today. B'siyata d'shmai. Okay. Now it's interesting. This is in the Sefer Shmita Kilchasa. But before we're reading from the Sefer called the Mishpatei Eretz, who talks about this issue as well. We read it to you. It says like this. We said before, every day you fill up a separate plastic bag, you put it all in the same big bag. Okay? And why? Why? A very interesting thing. Why must you put it into separate plastic bags? Why? Shem Yishla, it as follows. Kadesh Hashira, footnote 3, 173. Kadesh Hashirayim Sheshchilu Kfar Lehirakev Lo Yigrimu Lezirus HaRikovon Shal Hashirayim HaChadosh. Got it? The old remnants will make, which are already starting to rot, will cause the newer remnants to rot earlier. Can't do that. V'od Shem yashlich es ha-shirayim ha-chadoshim al-shirayim shekvo hischilu l'skalkel. Miyara in the Muslim achila zonam. The second you put it on top of that pile of the old shirayim, it becomes disgusting. That's what you said, basically. Because they can't put the second shirayim on top of the first shirayim. And therefore, yeah, that's what he suggests. On the mnira, listen to this now. Shemutu lahachnes is sakit achat, klipos garinim v'shiori machal. What? Every day is its own bag. Plastic bag. Afal pish is man kiluyum eno zehe. They don't disintegrate at the same pace. V'lo choshashim shamiskalim maher mizarzim es hakilui shell, page 174. Ham achrim. No, taka, why not? Kosovo yashiv. We mentioned before. Shemutu ligrom hefset perish vis. In Barosh HaPeres lo yeyachelu anyway. She'isul digram hefzen enu yisa ba'atzmo, ela shemonea me HaPeres lagia letachliso. Here the tachlis is never because of the garbage. Ein achshosh gram hefzen b'zeh she'shom b'sakas kamaminim she'zman kilkulam enu shove. Then he says, maybe it's not even considered a gram hefzen. Kevin she'ein adayin prima kuka ba'olam. Whatever, maybe. This is what he says over here at the top of page 174. Fine. Rabosai, so far so good. We go to 175. Keep going. He says, Garine Paris, which are not edible at all, nothing, zero, you can throw them into the garbage. No Kedusha. Now the Rambam said that Klipi Egozim have Kedusha. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Let's look at another Kesef Mishnah. Perek Zayin, Rabosai. We saw one, see another one. Take a look, Rabosai, take a look. Hold on. It's Perek Zayin, look at Tetzvav. That's what we were before. So he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. It's bottled to the pre. Bottled to the pre. That's what he said. It's considered secondary to the pre. Frekta Helga Chazan Ish. How can that be? It's impossible. Why is it impossible? It's against the Rambam. Perek Hei Halacha Chaf Aleph. Let's turn from Zayin Tezvav to Hei Chaf Aleph. A few pages back. What's in Hei Chaf Aleph? Haklipin Vagarinin Shemutorim Betrumo Lazarim Ein Kedusha Shvias Chalaleim Varenka Eitzim Eitzim Mamash. Like, wait, why? Why don't we say over here at the Garin and Matafel to the Pri? What's going on over here? A Kasha against the Kesef Mishnah. Tremendous Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. Interestingly, in Truma, I asked you to see a few Rambam's and Nichols Trumas today because it relates directly to this. Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Aleph. What does it say over there? Also about Garinim. What does it say about Garine? Garine Estrig Mutarim. And the Chazish, the same thing applies to oranges, which is citrus, the same as Esrogan. There's no Kedusha Shvius. As long as the majority throw it out. That's what he says. The majority throw it out, there's no Kedusha. Oh. Now, some interesting examples. He quotes as follows. Tosfos says in Zvachim, on Daf Peivov, that there's a question, what if there's a little tiny bit of fruit left on the pit? Or a little bit of fruit left on the meat, left on the bone? It lost its shame, ochel. It lost the Shem Ochel. And he quotes from the Mari Kurkus. Where? Not here. Maisa Karbonis. The sugar is a Zvachim. About a little bit of meat on the bones of a carbon. Yud Yud. With respect to Atzmos Kachim. Kesef Mishnah quotes it there. Lachain Kol Shahorid Heitev as Psara Prime Agarinim. Vein Dagal Horid Yoseh. Ain't Sarach Latroch Yoseh. Vyachol Ashlichim Kach. La'ashpa. V'chein har grishal yashiv shlita. He says, close to Rav Yashiv. That's what he says. That's what he says. Wow. That's what he says. Then, he says, Yesh Amrim. It's always a Yesh Amrim. Oh, yeah, Yesh Amrim. Yeah, gotta get rid of everything. Who's the Yesh Amrim? There's a different gear souls for both sides. And not Rabbi Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. And based on a different gear souls, he says as follows. He says, Uma'at ochel zeh shenishal agarinim, choshiv yoser migarinim she'ev shal demotzitzom. But the Rambam says it depends upon im kinsa makohen, also you know, those Rambam that I asked you to see. Why? Why the Mari Kurkas himself is stira? Atzomos sheshlein ma'at basar pakol kidushasam. We said before, throw it out. Why is it different than basar agabe agarin? Yesh lomar. Shegarinim she'em ktanim, they're very small, Haderech lachnisim lepeh, v'lechol es kol shenisher al gamein. Mashenke batzomus, ein dakam bekach, v'lechene mishlichon pokok kedushosim. Interesting. Who in this room takes pits and puts it into the mouth in order to suck or somehow eat whatever's little left on the pit?
That depends
what
you put it in. Yeah. Well, you put it in before, like, not when it's a pit, you put it in a bit before the moment.
Peach pit. Yeah. Plum pit. Put in earlier, and you can have it there. But you'll still... okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe something which is still left over. As the case may be, this is how he defends the stira, answers the stira in the Mari Kurkos on this topic. Okay? So Rabbi said there are different gersos. I'm not going to go into the details right now. But I have over here, in the Sefer HaShemitah, quotes from Reb Chaim Berlin. This is in Perek. Let's see which Perek. Perek. Zion, footnote 5. Oh. Here's the following situation. Does this exist still? There is an olive pit. Who eats olives here? Is a pit in the olive? Is inside the hard pit of the olive is a soft pit. Emes?
I don't know, they're opening it up. It's so hard.
Can't get through. He said, okay, next time try it. He says, there's a soft pit in the hard pit. Became a shekoshel the shabros. You said, it's hard to break the hard pit to get it out. You can throw it all out. Based on the Mishnah, Trumas, Perikud, Aleph, Mishnah Vav, or Mishnah Zayin. Not the Echbel. Let's open. Let's look at these Mishnayos. Both, right?
Peach has the same thing. It has a little.
Yeah.
Thing in it.
Look at this. A peach has
like
a. Yeah. Look at that. He says a peach is like an olive. What do I know? Let's take a look in Mishnah Trumas. He says it's a Mishnah. Please turn to Mishnayos and Trumas. These are on the Makara sheets. Perek Yud Aleph, I believe it is. Vav and Zayin. Migora shepana mimena chite truma. You had a draw, and you got ready, and all the kernels of wheat are out. And mechayv and also the as yoshev and malaket achas achas. And the mechayv and kedakam nos natova lechul garnished. You clean it like a cleaning lady. You normally clean it. You have to sit there forever, get every last mashu out. Similarly, ches vav zayin rather chavas shol shemesh and nishpicha. And mechayv and also the as yoshev and metapeach every last drop. And a nog baba kedarach shnog bechulin. That's all. So Reb Chaim Berlin said, you're not mechuyev to make yourself crazy to get every last mashu out. You're not mechuyev at all. That's what he suggests. Presumably, we should apply it over here as well. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you take a look here. Here we go. Perek. Yud Aleph. One second, if I can find it. Funny right now. There's a Rimbatz. The Rimbatz says, whatever you don't normally eat, you don't have to worry about it. Here we go. Rimbatz is in Mishnah. Hey. certain agasim, that means like pears, I guess, shadak on the yochel, therefore it's man shemachnis on the asurus. Aval garine tmarim va'afar sikin, peaches. Afilu imachnis on mutarin, she'en dark on the yochel, rimbats. So Reb Chaim knows everything about pet. So he quotes the rimbats. Okay? See if I can find it for you. In Sivkotten Kuf, let's see, get the right symbol. Should we get the right place? Hold on, please. Talks here, but he quotes his Rimbats and says Alocha Lamaisa based upon this. There's a room to be makel, Rabosai, when it comes to orange peels, these things of orange pits, I should say, things of this nature. You're not mechuyev to worry about them. You're not mechuyev. This should be in Perek Hay. I didn't find it for the wrong Perek. 1 second, please. I'm not fine. It's somewhere here. You'll see it in the Derech Amuna. He's making. Okay. Halacha lemaaseh. He's making the shalot. It's not normally eaten. And he quotes a fascinating thing. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha Siman Reish Beis of Gimel. Only if you make a boy parades on a pit, only if when you planted it, you had a mind to eat the pit as well. But if you have a mind to throw it out, no boy parades, and therefore there's no din of Kedushas Shvi'as, you can throw the whole thing out. That's the holy pasuk of Halacha Lemaaseh. Now, I want to give you a fascinating letter, which is quoted in the Sefer Perush Shvi'as, by Rav Neuvert, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's quoted on page Shin Samach Vav. He wrote to the Talmid of Kol Torah Yeshiva. Mutar lechatchila lahachnis ochel aroya le'odom l'soch sakit nylon l'sogra v'kach l'zorka v'ein v'kach m'shem hefsid peyre shvis. That's what he said. Yeah, sure, some argue. But Rav Neuvert, no. So it's, those who have that leniency have a right to rely upon it. And we go a little bit further in this Sefer Shin Samach Tes. He tells you, when you wash a dirty dish, you're allowed to wash the dirty dish, even a little tiny bit that's left over is going to go into the garbage. We just saw that in the Mishnah. That's what you normally do. Should be no problem. That should be okay. Pashas Reb Chaim Berlin's throw would work as well. I saw in the Shemitah Mamlachtit, page 180, he's bothered. How do we sell out of bez and stuff to the general public? They're not going to treat it properly. You know what? Most of the time they're going to treat it properly. Because most of the time they're not going to throw out the things that are normally thrown out. And it's normally thrown out, Mikir Adin doesn't have any Kedusha. There's no Lifnei either. And guess what? Who gave me? Yitz gave me this? Where did you get this from? Rabbi Usher Weiss's Q&A? Who gave it to me? You gave it to me? Where did you get it from? Where did Jason get it from? Was this week? Last week? Last week in Teaneck. Mamish, fresh. It's his notes? Jason's notes?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't know? Thank you. Notes from Rabbi Shulwax. Fascinating. Kedarko. He writes as follows. Yeah. He says like this. Can we feed Kedusha Shvi'as to children? We spoke about this already a little before. As I mentioned yesterday, the army, after 2 hours, it is discarded. Tons of food is destroyed, army base every day. Hospitals, wouldn't pay a Shvi'as. Shariyachah should be discarded. Hefsa Truma, which is Mochomer. Noah Ketruma Ketmo B'chulim. That's the mission we just read. It's defined by the affluence of society. You can throw out whatever you normally throw out. Pach shvius is a chumra, and a good one. Because he's not comfortable throwing out good food. Shas Atzchak can throw it out. It's considered shiur yochel. How do you like that? Boom. Is that right here? So, thank you very much for this. You see me to thank you. We quoted. We're not done quoting. We're going to quote some more. Rabbi Weiss, those who know him, has a very strong-minded opinion on various things. What he thinks? Okay, we'll come back to a little bit later. Now, Rabbosai, the last 10 minutes of the shiur, we're going to start a new topic. Fourth and final topic of the new sheets, which is beer. So, beer, Rabbosai, since you have in front of you a Rambam, open up to Perek Zion in the Kesef Mishnah at the end of Halacha Gimel. Open up, see what it says. Perek Zion, end of Halacha Gimel. Something quite remarkable. Kesef Mishnah writes as follows. Efsher, he's calling from the Ramban and Chumash. The Efsher, Shah Isu Hazeh Midivrehem. What's that? Even Acharabir Asumim Hem Bachila the Gamer. We'll discuss later the details. That is a Midivrehem, perhaps. For Ulai, Habir Kulo Chomim Midivre Sofim. The whole thing is made up by the Chachomim. Vabrisis Hashnirs Batoros Kohanim, Binin Habir Asmach the Midivrehem. His last statement is wild. The whole idea of beer shvius is older rabbanon. His earlier statement is also chiddush nifla. To do the beer is the rice, but that this also b'achili after this man of beer, that's the rabbanon. Wow. Says the Ramban. I'm reading. Those who have a Ramban in your otzer, or if you have a vayikra in front of you, please read with me together. I both say please. This is in vayikra chaf hey. Zion. He writes as follows. I'll read it again. Avon ikum that based on Acharabir Asunin Lachila the Gamri. F Shaisha Zemi de Remu. Fula Afila Beer Kulokom de Resov. Sasmacht. Valdera Zut is Sparish Yof and Mishnah Zakovich Shlosha Kvosh and Bechovis Achas. What's that? Terek Tes Mishnah? Give a look. It's a Mishnah, which can only be explained best if the whole thing is the Rabbanah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Terek Tes Mishnah. Hakovish Gimel Kvashim Bechavis Achas Rabbi Lez Omer Ochlan Al Harishin Rabbi Shum Afal Achran Pilei Ployim. There are three items in the same pickling. I don't know, there's cucumbers and potatoes. Not that. Tomatoes and I don't know what else. What else do you pickle? Whatever you put it, puts olives. All three the same. And one of them still has not yet reached Tasa beer. You can eat all of them. Pile ployim, how can that be? Two out of three already passes mana beer. Oh, it's only the Rabbanon. So they gave a kulam. That's what he says. It's a riot, it's only the Rabbanon. Very nice. Only the Rabbanon. Look at the Rashi, Bosai. The Rashi says no. The Rashi is Xeris Akasov. He's also bought a house if possible. Look what it says over here. Rabbi Natan, the first Natan of the Rabbi Yeshua, Mikra, Torahs Kohanim, and Asoda, Toklus, Tuvasa, Kozman, Shat, Ochem, and Asoda, Ochem, and Abayis, Mikana, to Omer, Akovish, Gimel, Kvash, and Bechav, Asaka, Simblez, Omer, Yekevish, and Kola, Minachat, Asoda, etc. The Midrash, Kola, Chayash, and Besoda, Loitzrich, Dahu, Durosh, and Afklam, Lilav, Hamtel, and Achayah, and Daphne, Alf, and Nida. Ayatel and Haikra is in a different the two psukim. Lekvashin, the cave and the yesh mikzas mimenu besode, the hainu tam aniblabo, hadai lo kola, afa bisha ika kola, and a chayav levar. Because they're two psukim. Why the two psukim? The Rashi and Chumash discusses. If Kudjus Pirish be Pirish and Chumash, echad the shvias, the echad the yovel. Oh, because the idea. Here, those who have a Chumash Vayikra, open up. Pasuk Zayin, Shvius, Lehem Tchel Lachay Asher Be'atzecha, Tiyakol Tzvuas Alecho. Let's talk about Shemitah. Talks here about Yovel. Min hasadeh tochluas tuasa. Pasuk Yud Beis. Only when it's still around in the sadeh. So Rashi learns one is shvi'is, one is yovel. The Rashi says from Toras Goanim, no. One is for the fundamental din, and there's an extra chiddush nifla. Min hasadeh, as long as anything is left in the sadeh, even as a taste is left in the sadeh, it's good enough to be able to eat the rest. The Ramban didn't hold from either of them. And presumably he held it close to the Rabbanan. They were mekel. Had it been a deraisa, he wouldn't have understood how it's possible to be mekel in this shaila. Okay? In this shaila. That's Ramban. Nah. He held like Rashi, baby. That one's Rashi, one's Shvita, one's Yom. There's no extra drasha to tell you this chiddush nifla. Fine. And finally, Rabbo said, Ramban has another point. He says, V'chein mishnas sholosh arotos b'shviyas. He tells what it says. Open up to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, everybody. The Katani. Koshech Ziku Ole Bavel. Where is it? Nechal Avalo Nevat. In all the Mitzrayim, rather. Nechal Nevat. Hekilu Bachilach Rabir Yosem and Avoda. Why? They're both the Rises. So the Rambam would have no problem at all. Those who remember the Rambam's track, open up. In Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Nechal, Avalo, Nevad. So the Rambam understood that's referring to Svichin. Rambam in Yad HaChazak. So it's nothing to do with anything. It doesn't do with beer. Not the beer at all. The Rash, yes. Is more makar by Nevad. Why? Could be that Avoda is a low sase. It's a low sase. When it comes to beer, it's only an ase. Also, Avoda is much more nikar than is beer. Beer, you can't tell exactly what's going on. So now Rabosai, there are other rayas quoted by Reb Chaim Kanievsky to try to prove that beer is d'oraisa against the Ramban. We have to try to see what's the Ramban going to do with these rayas. This first raya in Reb Chaim brings to this nakuda that beer is d'oraisa is as follows. This is found in his, and those want to look it up, at the very beginning of the Derech Amuna, where he talks about it, Perek Zayin, the concept of beer. Kotz of Ramban. The very first one, Zion Aleph. Maybe it's the Rabbona. Okay, fine. V'yesh la'ayin be'babakama kuf aleph amun aleph, Armina. We Armina in Chazus alav milsi, v'atan de begat shetzvo beklip e'shvi'is, yidolek. Answers the Gemara be'babakama kuf aleph amun aleph, shani shvi'is, v'chsiv tia, b'avayosetehei. According to Rashi, he's going Achar Abir. Yeah. Achar Abir. Okay. Im the Farsh in Abir Iris, as most Rishonim have learned, Amai Osir, Hey, Besugah Shem Arminan, the Dam Tavusa de Rabbanan, Lo Arminan Chazusa Milsa. Vua de Rabbanan Lo Arminan Lo Asu Chazusa. Akar the beer do raisa. He tells that out. Rabbi hold a different shita. Talk about svichin or Rabbi Kiva svichin do raisa. That's what he's going to suggest. So he himself gives you the way out according to the Ramban to hold. Talking about the svichin and svichin is do raisa. Okay, but according to Rashi, the Easter is not an Easter of utilizing the item afterwards, it's the dying it in the first place. Raya number two, we'll just end with this Raya, Rabbi Osai, and we'll start, Mr. Shem, tomorrow with Raya number three. I gave you the source, it's from Yuma Pei Gimel, but I gave it to you from the Gilyon HaShas and the Yerushalmi. So if you want to look it up there, you'll see quotes. And Raya number two, we'll end with today. It's a Shtaka Raya. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tetz Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam a sefer lechumra." Pirush Rashi, "Bishlam a sefer lo kashalon damina sfuki mesafkalach." Yes, in the Esrik Basachanot the Bishvius, or basal lekita, kama b'maiser. Va'azas the chumra, the shviyas the araisa, usveka the araisa the chumra. V'chein pasuk kol rishonim. V'neima the biren and the madrabanan. Why are we machmir? What a gavaldik akasha. What a gavaldik akasha. I looked up over there, Rabbi Osai. There's another girsa. The Balamor are a different girsa. The Ritva speaks about it. A whole different girsa. Maybe the Rabbi had that girsa. That way we can perhaps not go through Rav Hashanah. The third Rabbi shall discuss tomorrow, at the beginning of this year, you will pay Gimel. Hakal, Hakal, Tchila. So the more discusses over there, Tevel and Shvius, you give him Shvius. Why? Rashi explains, Achar Abiyur. Why? Tevel, Misi B'dei Shemayim, and Shvius only in Asay. If it's the Rabbanon, what can I say? It's off the charts. It's the Rabbanon, obviously different than the Raisa. Right now, we'll discuss the Mitzvah, some of the Gilyon Hashas and the Yisham that I asked you to see, and we'll go on to the Pratim of this very, very important halacha known as Beer. Okay.